The innocence of Muslims was designed with one thing in mind: to spread anti-Islamic bile across the globe. The anger the trailer generated resulted in the confirmed deaths of some 75 people, including the American ambassador to Libya. 650 people were also injured. Now a British organization has researched the aftermath and the individuals at the heart of the Islamophobic propaganda. The director of Faith Matters explains why the briefing paper was commissioned.
Well, the fallout was extremely significant globally. We had issues from Cairo through to the US, through to Europe, demonstrations, people who had died in places like Pakistan, and an amazingly destructive fallout for community relations between East and West. So the Innocence of Muslims trailer has effectively set back relations quite considerably between communities right across the globe.
The men at the heart of the provocative release have been exposed as Nakula Basli Nakula, Steve Klein, Joseph Nasrallah Abdelmassih, and Maurice Sadek. All four have been unmasked as working closely with extremist groups in America, with several of the men having a professional working relationship with Terry Jones, the pastor who threatened to burn the Quran. Nakula has been the only one arrested, but just for breaching his bail conditions on an unrelated charge.
The individuals behind this film have not shown any remorse for their actions. They have not even apologized publicly for the catastrophic fallout of their project of hate. What's perhaps more worrying is that the lessons in Islamophobia simply do not appear to have been learnt.
Ensuring that there is no repeat of something like the Innocence of Muslims and that states recognize provocation and act to protect its citizens is crucial.
The ideology we found was an extremely anti-Muslim ideology. It was an ideology which was based on a very, very deep-seated fear of Muslims and Islam, and a prejudicial form of Islamophobia which was extremely aggressive and extremely confrontational.
The real concern here is that individuals who so expertly ignited a firestorm have so far escaped punishment fitting their crimes. But now they've been suitably unmasked, it makes tracking their activities and those of others like them easier to do. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.